Good morning, 10:22 a.m., Saturday, November the 19th, 2016. Yeah, 10:22, I got up late and I missed the window to get out for the walk before I had to take the kid over to work at 10. And I missed it by like 5 minutes. It was like, I realized I needed to go for my walk and then realized I didn't have time to do it before I had to fix breakfast and get her up. And there wasn't 5 minutes to spare in there, so I waited till after. I'm just as glad I did, frankly. It was quite cold. It's still quite cold. It's still around 30. The sun is up and it's... Oh, walking in the sun is glorious. Walking in the shade is... Walking in the shade is somewhat less glorious. So we went to a concert last night. My wife sings. And one of the local choirs, and we went and listened to some good music. Got home late, which is why I slept in this morning a little bit later than normal. We're all a bit punchy this morning, so I gotta get home. So I got some words written. I did get my article for the newsletter submitted yesterday. And got the editorial feedback. I put in a sentence fragment, and I put in a sentence fragment that I think was actually a full sentence before I went through and took out a lot of words, and so I had to put in a noun, a verb, and. It wasn't fatal. If that's all the problem, then I'm not too worried about it. The theme is celebration, and so I celebrated being in India. I celebrated the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers for what it has given to me over the last year, and noted that it's only because I put stuff in that I got stuff out. So yeah, that was good. That was I thought it was a decent 600 word essay on indie life, which is what I'm supposed to do. So New Beginnings is next month. I need to start thinking about that. I think I know what I'm going to do with it. Well, let's see. We'll see how it works out. My legs are really sore. I don't know quite why. It might be because of skating on the ice yesterday. But my thighs and my calves are complaining this morning. They were complaining last night, so it's going up and down the stairs. was somewhat painful last night. So I'm pretty sure it had to do with something that happened yesterday. Could be I'm just pushing too hard. Could be I just doing too much. This is at least 19 days in a row that I've walked. I'm not 100% sure I'm going to be able to walk Thanksgiving morning, so I'm going to push through and see if I can't keep the strain alive, keep the string alive as long as I can. Fake it till you make it. I do have, thanks to Evan, I do have an on-the-go rig for riding on the road, my Road Warrior machine. Perhaps what I need to do this afternoon is adjourn to the upper floor and give it a test run away from the network, away from the distraction, away from my normal working, playing machine. And settle down with a little intent. Yeah, it's still cold. I can see my breath, and it's condensing in my beard. But it's also lovely. It's a beautiful morning. The snow has, as I suspected, mostly gone. All the sidewalks are dry now. There's a few places that still have just a dusting of snow or something on them. But for the most part, snow is gone. At least from the sidewalks, there's still snow in the shadows of the trees. There's still snow in the shadows of the houses. There's a car over there that apparently hasn't been moved since Thursday. It's still covered with snow. Just amazing. I'm bundled up. I'm wearing my snugglies. I've got the heavy parka on. The only thing that's exposed is my nose and one hand at this point. That was a prairie dog. There's a couple of them out there standing watch. They'll be underground here pretty soon. Buried in the snow. Sleeping, keeping warm. So I played a little bit more with my my new alpha character, the freebie. Okay. I'm paying for 7 accounts, but I've been playing the freebie. In large part because I really want to see how much I can do with the restrictions on the alpha clone. The most significant one is limiting the mining to mining frigates. Not allowed to have a barge. So mining frigates. Which is not, it's not ideal, but it's also not terrible. It's enough to teach you how the mining mechanic works. It's enough to teach you how the economy of mining works. It's enough to teach you, it's enough to give you money isk to go as high as you want, or as high as a cruiser in the empire that you've chosen. So, you know, Minmatar has got some interesting cruisers. The Galente has some really good cruisers. They have some really good equipment. Galente makes a certain amount of sense in terms of the different kinds of haulers that are available, the different kinds of industrial ships that are available, the different kinds of cruisers. The Vexor is a wonderful little cruiser, and it uses drones. Now the drones are pretty significantly nerfed with an alpha clone, but nevertheless, it's still a Navy Vexor, still lets you put 5 scout drones out and fight them out to 25 kilometers, which is pretty effective. It's pretty effective. Oh. So I did have breakfast this morning. I did have some coffee before I left. I did all those things. So when I get back, I just need to get out of my long johns and find my keyboard. I'm gonna take off the other glove. The sun on the Eastern Reacher is quite bright. It's quite strong. It's warming me up inside the coat, which is good. And it's Saturday. So for snowfall, there's still snow here out in the field in the park. There's not a lot of it. There's just little patches of it. The trees are almost all pretty well shot. There's a few of the crab apples here in around the gazebo that are still have some leaves hanging on. They're all dark red. Most of the trees are bare at this point. Good, how are you? Older man, grandfather looking figure with a three-year-old. Three-year-old is scooping up handfuls of snow and then giggling and shaking it away. That's a reminder. The kid is the reminder. Here I am. Sore legs, cold fingers now, and all at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.